We want to welcome you all along to the midweek service tonight. Thank you sincerely for your presence with us. We pray that we'll know the Lord in our midst from the very outset of the meeting. We're going to sing together the words of the hymn 641 as we commence the service tonight. A prayer for revival. Let it be the earnest prayer of our hearts tonight. Revive thy work, O Lord. Thy mighty arm make bare. Speak with a voice that wakes the dead and make thy people hear. So we'll ask you to stand as we sing together, please. Together in prayer. Ask the Lord to come and put his hand upon the gathering tonight. Heavenly Father, as we seek thee in the attitude of prayer, we would take the final words of this chorus as the earnest cry of our hearts tonight. Oh, come and bless us now. We're in great need, Father. We're in great need of your blessing. And Lord, we need that blessing at this very moment, at the beginning of our meeting and right throughout this service. We want to ask, Father, that it will be a time of blessing. We plead that this will be a meeting that will know the blessing of God resting upon it. We pray, Father, that you'll bless us in all your fullness tonight. It is for the fullness of your blessing that we cry for. We ask thee, Father, to bless each one that's gathered. We want to pray, Father, that none would go from the service tonight without having a blessing in their heart and soul, without being able to say that they were blessed by this time spent in your presence. We take a moment, Father, to praise thee for the blessings that we receive from your hand every day. We remember, Father, that you're the one that gives to us every blessing that we receive. You give us life and breath and all things freely to enjoy. We thank you for the blessings we've known today, your mercies that are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. We're able to say, Father, there's never been a day that we've lived that you've failed us or forsaken us. There's never been a day, Father, that we've been upon this earth that you haven't provided and supplied our every need according to your riches in glory. So we want, Father, as we bow in your presence, to worship thee tonight. You're the maker of all things. You are the sustainer of all things. You're the provider of all things. And Lord, we thank you most of all for how you've provided for us in Christ. We thank you for supplying our greatest need, the need of our souls, the need of salvation, the need of forgiveness and of justification. Lord, we praise thee tonight for all that you've done for us in Christ. And we want to ask, Father, that it might please thee to give us even a greater experience of your blessing than we've ever known before. We want, Father, in the words of the hymn that we've sung, to ask that you'll revive thy work, O Lord, and thy mighty arm make bare. Lord, we recognize our great need of a visitation of God. We think of the dearth, the indifference that there is in our land and even in the church to the things of God, to the place of prayer, to cry unto thee for revival. O God, we need thee to come and work in our hearts, even tonight. We pray that we'll know the breath of your Spirit resting upon this service. We remember, Father, all that have gathered tonight, every family represented in this service, every home. Lord, bless the homes of our congregation as we've been praying and thinking of your blessing upon our lives. We want to ask, Father, for your blessing to be upon our homes and our families and upon every member of our families. We pray, Father, that none would go without your blessing. We want to pray that each member of our families would know especially the blessing of thy salvation. Lord, bless our homes with household salvation. We remember that the scriptures tell us of Obed-Edom that you blessed his house and all that pertained to it. And Lord, that would be our burden tonight, our cry, our desire for our own homes and families, for the homes and families of this church. Lord, bless them. Bless all that pertain to them. Bless them in a very clear and definite manner. Bless them especially in the things of God. And a day, Father, when the world and society is taken up so much with material things and material prosperity, Lord, help us to keep our eyes even upon thyself and upon the great importance of spiritual prosperity, the prosperity of our soul. Remember that John said to Gaius, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And Lord, give to each of us such a soul that prospers, that's in good health spiritually. Pray that this meeting tonight might be blessed even to that end, to the building up of God's people in the faith of the gospel. Lord, we remember our brother that has come amongst us tonight. Thank you for Pastor Andrew. We pray that he'll feel at home in this service tonight. We pray that he'll be at ease in the pulpit as he comes to speak to us in just a few minutes' time. Thank you for journeying mercies that has brought him here. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the way for our brother. We thank you just for watching over him in his travels and for the opportunity for him to visit the churches here at this time. We pray that he'll be refreshed and encouraged. We're mindful, Father, of his wife and the boys there in Kenya during this period when he's absent and away from them. Keep them in safety. We pray that you'll watch over them. Pray that you'll keep them in health and strength. Pray that you'll bless them. Remember his church and congregation there in Bakeke, and we pray that your hand will be upon it at this time, and those that will speak at the meetings, may they know the guidance of God, and may they come with a word from the Lord. We remember the Glory Bible churches. Lord, lead them on. We thank you for your hand upon them, even through the years of COVID. We pray that you'll strengthen that witness and add to it. We are mindful, Father, of the Pattersons and their labours there in the land of Kenya. Be with them. We thank you for giving them the health that has enabled them to return, their sister, Mrs. Patterson especially. We pray, Father, that you'll just keep your hand upon them. Use them mightily. Lord, bless the land of Kenya in the things of God, even at this time. May there be a breath of God, even as we have sung about revival. And we prayed for it, Father, for our own needy land. We want to pray that there might be a visitation of God in the land of Kenya in these days as well. We think of Miss Russell and her many years of faithful labours there in that land, and her burden still, her recent visit, especially in amongst the children in the Sunday school. Lord, answer our sister's cry, and we pray that there will be in that land a mighty harvest, even in coming days. We pray, Father, that it will please thee to cause the work of God, the work of the gospel, to go forward in that land. But we're praying, Father, for our brother tonight. Help him as he speaks, and help us as we will listen to the things that he'll have to say to us. Touch our hearts. Give us an understanding of their circumstances and of their needs, of the work of God there. And we pray, Father, just use our servant, or your servant, as he comes amongst us tonight. So we ask thee to hear these our prayers. We offer them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It is a great joy to welcome to our service tonight Pastor Andrew Chepto from Kenya, from the congregation in Bakeke in Kenya, just outside the town of Kitale. Kitale is where the Reverend Harris lived and laboured for all of the years that he was in the land of Kenya. In the original plan, Pastor Andrew was to travel with his friend and colleague, Pastor Patrice. We are still hopeful that Pastor Patrice will be able to come and visit. We had hoped to hear some word today of communication confirming that his visa had been granted, but we still haven't heard anything to that effect as yet. So do remember that matter in prayer. If he had received the communication today, the plan would have been that he would have travelled at the end of the week, Thursday or Friday, to be here for the weekend, especially for the missionary conference commencing. So we're disappointed that he wasn't able to travel with Pastor Andrew at the end of last week, and we know that Pastor Patrice is very, very disappointed that he wasn't able to come with our brother then either. So pray that it will work out for him to come, that he'll be here for the next couple of weeks. If he isn't able to come at this stage, I think the plan would be that he will be brought over a little later on in the year. But we are delighted to have Pastor Andrew Chepto with us. The board has tried to bring these brethren over for a little while. They have thought of bringing them to the Missionary Council weekend that's always held in November, but because of COVID, that had to be postponed as well. It's nice that they're able to be here, or certainly Andrew will be here for the Missionary Conference. It's a nice time of the year. He feels it very cold. I assure him that we feel it very cold as well, but you can appreciate coming from the land of Kenya, he especially feels it very, very cold. So if it's a wee bit warmer in the meeting tonight, you'll appreciate we're trying to make our guest feel a wee bit at home. So we're going to ask him to speak to us tonight. He's going to give a little word of testimony, just that you get familiar with our brother. He'll give us a little report on the work in Kenya and bring a little challenge to our hearts from the Scripture. So Pastor Andrew, come and speak to us, please.
Thank you, Reverend David Macmillan, for the words of welcome. And I could like to take this opportunity to greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As he has said, my names are Andrew Chepto. I know that the second name could be difficult to pronounce, but nevertheless, I know maybe most of you could try to pronounce. It's Chepto. Others could pronounce Cheptu. When I went to South America 2018, my brothers there could pronounce Andrew Cheptu. So, all in all, we thank the Lord because of his blessings upon our lives. I come from Kenya, and in my family, I was born in a family of 10, and 3 have passed on. My first brother, my second and third are not with us. They passed some years back. And a few years ago, my mother passed on, 2 years ago. And currently, my father is still alive, but not yet saved. When I reflect my life sometimes back, when I was born, I was cared by my grandmother. My grandmother was not going to church, even though she associated herself with Catholic church. And during that time, because of her association with Catholic church, I was attending a Catholic church. So in early ages, I went to catechism classes for Catholic Church, and I could not finish at my younger age. So I went on with my studies, and when I joined high school, I joined a school that was sponsored by Catholic Church. That was in the year 1991. In the year 92, 93, 94, in the year 94, I went back to their catechism classes, and I was baptized in Catholic Church. So my aim was to be baptized at that time, because I saw that I rested my assurance in their baptism that I would be okay when I'm baptized. But after the year 1994, 95, I did not finish my high school, because of the difficulty of fees in my family. And I stayed back home for 1 year. In the year 1996, I went back to school to complete my studies. I finished my studies, and around after finishing my studies, I remember one day, because I came back to where my parents are, and we used to travel some miles to visit our grandmother. So one morning, when we were on our journey to visit our grandmother, we met a young man who had a bag and a booklet. So the young man could tell us, me and my brother, stand up, stop there. And so we stopped, and he wanted to preach to us. But I told him that we are walking far, we are not able to stand and to listen to you. And then he said, it's okay, but let me give you a book. Then he drew a booklet from his back, and I read it. It was the Gospel of John. And he opened the Gospel of John, and this is the verse that he read to us. John chapter 3, verse 16, where the word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So in that verse, he took his pen and marked and told me, "When you reach to your grandmother's home, make sure that you read this verse and the whole Gospel of John." I agreed, and we went with my brother. When we reached our grandmother's home, I read. And I tell you today, that was the first time that I read a gospel verse in my life. I had never read the word of God. That was the first time. And from that verse, the burden came to my heart, and the Lord spoke to me in a special way of the need of salvation in my life. I saw that if I will not be saved, I will perish forever. Nevertheless, I did not surrender my life to the Lord, but I continued in my sins. I stayed until the year 1998. I used to listen to radio broadcasts back home, and one of the preached one of the evening and asked the listeners, "If you wanted to be saved, put your hand on the radio. Then I will pray for you and you will be saved." Yes, this verse of John chapter 3 verse 16 was continually before me. It was a verse that the Lord put on my heart to show me the need of salvation. So that time I put my hand on the radio, and after the man praying, the preacher praying, I found myself, everything is still the same. Nothing has changed in my life. So I was not saved. I continued. Until the year 2000, I went to the capital city of Kenya, Nairobi. And when I went there, I jumped from one church to the other. I was not saved. I was following people who are going to church, friends and neighbors. So when I went there, I remember one of the time, one of the preachers asked the congregation, "Who wants to be saved?" And I was among those who raised hands. I raised my hand, and they called us to walk the aisle and come in the front. I went, and they prayed. The preacher prayed at that time, and after that, nothing changed. I found myself the same Andrew, the same sinner. I didn't see any change. In the year 2001, I moved from Nairobi, the capital city of Kenya, and went back to our rural home. When I reached home, I used even to drink alcohol and all sorts of vices, all sorts of sins. But on some occasions, preachers could come and preach, evangelists, and I could not be saved. In the year 2000, I remember one of the time when I was, because our rural home, there is hills. I was one of the hills, and I thought to myself, this verse of John chapter 3 verse 16 continually was before me, and I saw that if I will not be saved, I will perish forever. And the conviction in my heart during that time was really heavy, because I cried until tears rolled in my cheek. at that time. Yes, I was convicted. I saw the need of salvation, but I was not saved. I remained again. I did not surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ in the year 2002. In the year 2003, when there was a church that had started in our rural home, and I went to attend that church. And in the first Lord's Day, they preached. I followed the preachings, the second and the third. I think it was on the third one, I heard the word of God. And then in the middle of the week, I went to the kitchen. We used to have a kitchen at home. I went to the kitchen, and I bowed my head down, and I prayed. When I prayed, God, Lord, I'm a sinner, and forgive me for my sins, and from today I trust you as the Lord and my Savior in my life. And from that time, yeah, my life changed. From the next day, as I came to read on the book of Pilgrim Progress, it reminds me back during my salvation. And when John Bunyan wrote that book, on Pilgrim Progress, Pilgrim, when he saw the cross of Jesus Christ, the burden that was in his back rolled down. And it reminds me of my sins when I believed the Lord Jesus Christ from on that evening. The burden of my sins rolled down. And from the next day, I had peace in my heart, in my soul. I was assured of being saved. I was saved from that time. And I thank the Lord for his goodness towards me, especially when I think during that time. And after that, after I was saved, we went along the mountains, along the hills at home, and we could go and profess and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I had no any experience in the Word of God, but I could simply say, tell my friends that we used to work together, that we had to friendship, and I could tell them about the Lord and tell them that I'm saved and the Lord is able to save. So after that, I continued with the church. In the year 2006, before that, the year 2005, I read the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 19, and 20, and the Lord put the burden in my heart to go and preach the word of God. So I decided in the year 2006 to join a Bible school. I went to Bible Christian Faith Church in Kapenguria to study and to prepare for the ministry. So I started from 2006 to 2010, and from 2010 I went to a place called Moisbridge. I ministered in Moisbridge from 2010 to 2018. And in 2011, the Lord blessed me with a family, wife. My wife is called Mercy Cherub. And from that time, God has blessed us with three children. The first one is called Jaden. The second one is called, he has turned 10. And the second is Timothy. He is turning 8 years this September. But the third one, I cannot give you the age or whether it's a boy or a girl. I hope you will understand. In other words, we are expecting the third one this year. So that's how the Lord has placed me in relation to a family. And from 2011 to 2018, I joined Reformed Geneva Reformed Seminary in South Carolina. And I graduated in the year 2018 with the Geneva Reformed Seminary, which is associated with the Free Presbyterian Church of Northern America. And in the year 2018, we had the intention to, during the 2018, the mission board had started a bookshop in a place called Kakamega. And there was a church in a place called Nyaporo, and Nyaporo was previously a church of BCFC. And BCFC had an arrangement with the board that the board would look over that church. So we had a church in Nyaporo, and together with the shop. So I saw the burden, because there was nobody from Kenya at that time, a local preacher or pastor that could go over there. So I saw the burden of going over there. And in the process that I was thinking about that, where this brother Patrice that has been mentioned, who came and he went to Kakamega, and I changed and I went to a place called Pikeke. So at that time, the problem that we had is that we had no registration of the church. So the process started with the help of the board, and our intention back in Kenya, we were intending to register a church, a Free Presbyterian Church in Kenya. But the problem that we had is that because of the government legislation, we could not. So we were left in dilemma until a certain time when Brother Patrice talked with a friend who is a brother also in Nairobi, who was a pastor, and we found a registration under the name Glory Bible Church. So we are operating under the name Glory Bible Church in Kenya, and currently we have 4 local pastors and 1 a missionary from here, Northern Ireland. Patrice, and we have another brother called Pastor Emmanuel Lilimo. And recently, we have a brother from Nairobi who is called Ibrahim Kiaria, who joined us recently. So we are 4, and with the help also of the missionary, Reverend Malcolm Patterson, together with his wife, Allison. So that's the team that we have in Kenya, together with the committees. Also in Kenya, we have 5 churches. We have Bikeke, where I am, and the nearby church, which is called Shimo. In full, it's Shimo La Tewa, near to Bikeke. I also go there to assist in preaching. We sometimes exchange with the men that are there. We have Kakamega. In Kakamega, we have Pastor Patrice. Pastor Patrice has a meeting with the university students, and recently they started a Sunday school. God opened a way for them, a door, and they have started a children's Sunday school. So that's the work that's going on in Kakamega, together with the bookshop. And also sometimes he goes to a place called Nyaporo. In Nyaporo, we don't have a pastor there, but we have our brother Benson, who is a teacher. He's also the chairman of the committee, and they are assisting the church together with his father in Nyaporo. And we have Tandana, we have Pastor Emmanuel in that place. So that's how we are going on. And in every time we organize youth meetings, we organize women meetings, we organize also men's meetings in our churches, whereby we teach them the word of God. And we have children's Sunday school, which is going on in all our churches now. And recently, when Miss Russell came to Kenya, we had Sunday school teachers conference, and it went on well, and a good number of Sunday school teachers came to that conference. And we are looking forward to the Lord to place that work, and also we do evangelism every week, and we have a book stand. In the book stand, during market days, we take books. We have a table and books and tracts we give out, and sometimes when we have opportunity to speak to those who come to the market, we speak to them about our Lord. Yes, God has really blessed us through that. We had some few visiting our church through the book table. Also, we have the radio ministry, which is under LTPS, Let the Bible Speak. Us as pastors, we are involved in that. For now it's me, Patrice, and Emmanuel. We have two radio stations, and the Word of God goes forth through that radio ministry, through that. So we ask you, brethren, that continue to pray for that work. And on behalf of the church, I wanted to bring greetings of Glory Bible Church together with my family. So receive as you have heard how the church is, so receive the greetings from Kenya, from my family, and from from the church, from the committee. We do ask you for your prayers, brethren. Our mission, our vision as Glory Bible Church is that we do evangelism and reach many people as much as possible. So we need to do evangelism and to do through the house-to-house evangelism, drug giving, book tables, and radio ministry. So continue to pray towards that. And also, as we think about evangelism and reaching many souls, also, we need also to have a strong churches within Kenya. And the plan that we have as a Glory Bible Church is that some 2-3 years ago, we formulated a church document which outlines the church doctrine, and practice. So we did that. It took us some time, and thankfully, towards the end of last year, we completed, and we are forwarded to the mission board to look upon it and give recommendation. So we have that. We need a document that outlines the doctrine and the practice of the church. And also, during another way that we have to have a strong church is that we have the teaching of the Word of God. And since the beginning of the church, we did teach discipleship classes. We have discipleship classes. Our churches have taught discipleship classes, and then after that, they are being interviewed, and after interview, they are accepted into membership. And after being accepted into membership, those who are not baptized, they are baptized, and now they can become the communicant members in the church. So we have done that in Shimala Tewa. We have completed the discipleship classes interview, and last year, God blessed us. We baptized three people. This year, we baptized one. Some weeks ago, before I came, I traveled here to Northern Ireland, Tandana, at baptism. They baptized 6 people, and soon the plan is underway about Tandana, and they are going to do the interview because they have completed their discipleship classes, and those who need to be baptized, they will be baptized. And also, this May, we are the mission board representatives from here, the delegates from the mission board will be visiting Kenya. And one of the agenda is constituting of the churches. 3 churches will be constituted, the Tandana, together with Shimala Tewa and Nyaporo, because they qualify to be constituted as local church. So that's the plan that is there, and after that, those churches will be able to elect deacons, and after that, elders, and after that, they can give a call to a pastor. So we are looking forward towards that. So continue to pray for the work in Kenya. Brethren, we really thank you all because of your prayers. We know that our brother here, David McMillan, has been updating you about the work of in Kenya. And we really thank the Lord. We really thank Free Presbyterian Brethren here in Northern Ireland because of their prayers towards the work in Kenya. We really appreciate for your prayers, and also we really appreciate for your support throughout that time since 2018. We have been receiving support from the brethren here through the mission board, and we thank you all because of that, because of your support. May the Lord really bless you all as you continue to serve the Lord. As I conclude, I would like us to read the word of God from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. As challenge to us tonight, let me read verse 14 and 16. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So I will end up reading at verse 15, those two verses, and it's may the Lord add his blessings upon the reading of his word. In verse 14, the word of God says, for the love of Christ constraineth us. For the love of God constraineth us. These are the words of Paul to the church of Corinth. If you read from verse 1 to 13, you will find that Paul is talking about the future hope. He talks about being our bodies being taken. He talks about the hope that we have. By verse 16, 14, he says that, for the love of Christ constrained us. That's the words that I could like us to take back home as we go home tonight, and also especially as we come to the place of prayer. When Paul says that for the love of Christ constrained us, what does this word constrained mean? The word constrain means that it gives us strength. It helps us. It keeps us going. And here Paul says, for the love of Christ constrained us. What keeps us going and strength in the work of God? It's the love of Christ. When we think about the love of Christ, we think about Christ coming and dying in our place. Us that we do not deserve the love of God, the love of Christ. When we think about our spiritual life, we were dead because of our sins. We were sinners before God. And because of our sins, what we deserved is that we deserved to go to hell. We deserved God's wrath. We deserved God's judgment. But Christ, out of his love, he came and took our place and died in our place. He died on the cross. He died because of us. Us that we deserved to go to hell, but Christ came and died because of us. He manifested his love towards us. And because of the love of Christ constrains us. in the service to the Lord. It gives us, the love of God gives us strength. It gives us to continue on. When I was talking, Reverend David McMillan was telling me about what was going on in this church, he told me that there are men who are going, they are planning, they go out to their town here, and they give out tracts, they do the ministry, they witness through their tracts. Why? Why could such a people come? We ask ourselves, why could the people here in Amha support the work and support the mission work? Why? It's because of the love of Christ. It's because we see ourselves, we see what the Lord has done for us. We see what Christ has done for us on Calvary. And that constrains us, it strengthens us, it helps us in serving Him. And that's what we think even back in Kenya. We could have done some other things. We could have done farming, business, and many other things back home. But when we think about the souls of men, the love of Christ constrains us. So let it be a challenge even to us tonight, brethren, that let the love of Christ constrain us as we continue to serve Him. As we do the work of evangelism here in Amma, in this part of Northern Ireland, it's not only about Kenya, it's not all about the other mission fields, but even within here, there is many souls who need the Lord. They are out of Christ. If they die today, they will go to hell forever. And that constrains us to a today, brethren. When we think about the Lord Jesus Christ, we go and we give out tracts, we tell others about Christ, we send text messages telling people about Christ. Like that person that I met, he gave me the Gospel of John and marked John chapter 3, verse 16. And through that verse, the need of salvation was constantly before me because of that portion of Scripture. Yes, you may go outside and give out, and you don't see the fruits immediately. But what we need to do is to be faithful, and we go, and we live to the Lord, and the Lord will work in the souls of men at His appointed time. So let the love of Christ constrain us. So let us pray about this as we pray for you. We assure you of our prayers, and we convert our prayers back home in Kenya. Continue to pray for us. So we shall end up there tonight, and may the Lord bless that short word to our hearts. Thank you.
It has been a great blessing to have our brother Pastor Andrew with us. It was a blessing to hear his testimony, the challenge of how he was converted from Romanism, the encouragement that is to our own hearts and our own labours, and to pray on for others to come to Christ as well. Just to emphasise that as well as being the pastor there in the church in Bekeke, Pastor Andrew is also the secretary. There is a committee of the Glory Bible Churches that oversees that work. So our brother's responsibility on that committee is as the secretary. So we want you to pray for our brother, pray for all of the pastors, the fellowship of churches there. Pray for him as the pastor of the church in Bekeke. Pray for his work, the wider work in the Glory Bible Church. He emphasized a little of the time that was given to drawing up that document, the document of doctrine and practice. It's a very detailed bit of work. As he said, they have provided that to the mission board for their study, and it takes a wee bit of time just to read it, let alone the time that they took to prepare it. Do remember the delegation that's going out after the missionary conference. The Reverend Harris and Mr. Alistair Hamilton and our moderator, the Reverend Armstrong, that's on Wednesday the 18th. They're travelling out for 2 weeks or just slightly over that, and there's quite a busy itinerary, including the three churches that are going to be constituted that our brother mentioned. So do keep them in your prayers as well. Pastor Andrew mentioned Naporo, and that's of special interest to ourselves here in Armagh, as that was the last place that our sister Miss Gillian Gillespie laboured during her time in Kenya the last 7 or 8 years. Gillian was based in Kakamega. Pastor Andrew mentioned it tonight, where our brother Patrice is labouring, especially with the university students, and outside, maybe 15 miles or so down to where Naporo is. And we're glad that the work is continuing there. That's an encouragement to our hearts as well. Pastor Andrew is especially interested in Miss Margaret Armstrong. We had him here at the church a little earlier this afternoon, just to show him round, and he saw the picture of Miss Armstrong hanging here in the landing. Remember that she was born in Kenya, and she had a great love, served there herself. The bookshop that was in Kitale for many years was known as the Margaret Armstrong Memorial Bookshop. So is especially interested in that connection with our congregation here. One of the ideas of bringing these brethren across is that we would get to know them a little better, get to know the work that they're involved in, to encourage the congregations to take them upon their hearts and to pray for them. So we do want to encourage you to do that tonight. Come up and speak with our brother when the service is over. He'll be down here at the front of the church. If you'd like to greet him in Swahili, it's Jambo Karibu, hello and welcome. He'll be able to reply to you in English or Swahili, and he speaks a tribal language, his tribal language from Kenya as well. So do take the time to come up and see our brother afterwards. We'll sing some verses of the hymn 672, a missionary hymn. There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. We'll leave out the third verse, and we'll stand together to sing, please.
Thank you.